Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Anthony, I would not fuck you if I was single. I would not fuck you if I was drunk. I would never fuck you. You're not fuckable.
What's up?
That's some of that smooth Peter Norica smooth, coming at you.
Smooth Peter Norica. Yeah, yeah.
He is the guy that will not write us a new theme song.
Can you blame him, though?
All right. Hey, everybody.
Every time. Hey, everybody. I love it.
So you mixed up our... We have a... lots of stuff to talk about because we're both 100% for doing this show now.
I'm back in.
So much so that we took the time to put together a list of things we want to talk about. And at the last minute, Anthony said, "Hey, I want to bring something up."
I had a question because I've been tossing this around in my head and I don't know how I feel about it. I was going to run it by you. So all these new Democrats that got elected for, office and all these states or whatever. Some of them are...
You don't know. You didn't pay attention in government class, did you?
Nope. Or any other class, for that matter. They got elected for something. They won some contest. Maybe it was a swimsuit contest. I don't know. But anyways, they're getting sworn in on... Some of them are getting sworn in on the Quran, right? And the first thing that came into my head was, well, that's kind of fucked up. And then the next thing that came in my head is, why is that any more fucked up than the Bible? So I'm running this whole thing through my head like, I don't know what to think. I'm curious what you think about that.
This is the first I've heard of it.
Oh, really?
Are you making this up?
No, not at all. Some of those head wrap.
It's funny because it seems like, well, that's just fucking stupid. That's my immediate thought. That's fucking stupid. How can we allow that?
Right.
Why are we picking that imaginary book for them to swear in on, not our imaginary book?
Right. See? So you're feeling exactly what I'm feeling, and I don't know what the hell to think.
I want them to be sworn in on Stephen King's It.
Carrie would be so much better. Let's fight over that. See, we're getting sworn in on It or Carrie. That's the fight. That's the hill I want to die on. Yeah, that's...
All right, so... Okay, fuck it. It's... God, this is one nation under God, goddammit. Not one nation under Allah.
All right.
Well...
along the same lines, there was a fight about whether or not these, I don't know if it's more than one, this Muslim woman can wear her head wrap, whatever the fuck you call those things.
Hijab?
Yeah, sure, why not? She can wear that on the floor of the Congress or the Senate or the House. I don't know.
Isn't it a part of her fucking religion?
Yes. But that was the thing is that they said that there's a rule where no hats are allowed. All of a sudden that's an important rule, you know. that one was pretty easy for me. Let her fucking wear whatever she wants on her head. If she's content on covering her fucking head, who gives a shit?
What if somebody wants to wear a pointy white hat with little eyes cut out?
Fuck it. fucking let them. I don't fucking care.
With a powdered wig underneath it.
pointy white hat. Oh my God. We went off the rails already.
It's actually an interesting conversation. I don't know what I think about it, because it doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
But then I don't know why I would give a shit.
Right. Because I think it's just as stupid to swear on a Bible. That's retarded. I don't give a fuck about God. I mean, I don't.
Whoa, Eskimo.
I don't believe you anymore just because you put your hand on a book and said, I swear to this book. That doesn't make me believe you any more or less. I don't give a shit.
Listen, I swear on this book that they leave in every hotel room ever. That nobody ever reads. Nobody ever like goes in there and like, ooh, cool, they left me a Bible.
Hey, you want? This is funny. So every time I
purposely stick the pages together in the Bibles in the hotels.
Which page do you go to? Which page makes you go? So every time I go to a hotel, the first thing I do, I read a story years ago about somebody in a hotel room found a $100 bill stuck in a Bible. So every time I go to a hotel, the first thing I do is fan the Bible looking for money.
First thing I do, look underneath the mattress.
Really?
Where else would you expect to find a dead hooker? That's where, if you think about all guys always hide the same thing everywhere. So if you're going to find porn, you're going to find it between the fucking mattresses.
So porn and dead hookers, same? same?
I once found a gun underneath the mattress.
In a hotel?
Yeah.
No, you didn't, for real?
No. Man, that'd be cool, though. It'd be a good story.
You should have went with it. I would have believed you. Fuck it.
All right, let's do it
again. I still kind of believe you.
Let's do it again. I once found a gun in between mattresses at a hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, moving on.
Yep, moving on. That was good. That was worth it.
All right. Okay, so what do I have up here? All right. Are you ready to get pissed off?
Always.
All right. So I had quite the surprise this week.
All right.
I had some money show up in my PayPal.
For what?
Dave, the producer of the Unwritable Rant podcast with Juliet Miranda.
Producer to the stars.
And also, my Bourbon Soaked Life YouTube channel.com/ Dave the Producer or something. Fuck, I don't know. But anyway, he PayPal'd me $18.
What an asshole. What a fucking asshole. I think I like him more and more every week. What an ass. That's amazing.
So, those of you that didn't, I'd like to rehash this real quick.
That's a great idea.
Because one of the complaints that we've had about our show is that it's all inside jokes because we never talk about what happened last week or whatever.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Fuck them. They should go back and listen.
Fuck the critics.
Yeah, I want to bring up inside jokes from fucking 3 years ago that was never even recorded. I don't give a fuck.
All right, back to the Ham and Pickle Show.
Okay. About lost it there.
So me and Anthony got into a big fight because I don't even remember what the fuck we were fighting about, but long story short, Anthony demanded that I pay him $18 that he spent on Skype credits and cords for the podcast. Dave, the producer, decided it would be funny to pay the wrong person. just for me to...
Hey, that's a practical joke that cost him $18. I love it.
He sent that to me, and I'm like, you know that Anthony was the one that paid for it, right? And he goes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the point.
God. So thank you, Dave, the producer.
Yeah, thanks. I think this is a better scenario than me getting that $18. This is amazing. That's fucking great.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what I can do with that $18.
To screw me even more?
Yes.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, I would be willing to buy cables for another podcast with that $18.
Does anybody need Skype credits?
Yeah, and we're never going to use the ones that you paid for.
Exactly. Oh, fuck.
Did you still want to have a conversation with what's her face?
Yeah, sure. Is she there? Hello. How you doing?
Should I set it up for next week or right now in the middle of the show try to set it up for the end of this show?
Sure. Why not? Whatever.
Oh, that was I'm you had easy. To pick one or the other.
Yep. I'm easy. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't want to get distracted.
All right.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
Does that count as an inside joke? We just said, do you want to have an interview with what's her name? And didn't explain any of that. If nobody lives, they wouldn't know what the fuck we're talking about.
I just got a message. Did you all do a creepy reading of Baby It's Cold Outside last year? I just got that message.
No, you didn't. Really? From who?
Yeah. Big D? Daryl?
Tell him no.
No.
Just say no. Must be thinking of somebody else. This is our chance to hit the fucking main stage right here. We could put that show out and everybody's talking about that song, so we could get swept up in all that.
All right. Is there any chance of you going to that episode as we're talking and playing? Can you do this live? Go play it.
I don't even know where it's at in the show.
If
you give me a minute, Mark.
Is there any way for you to pause this recording?
Yes.
Well, then fucking do that. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. All right. We're 1, 2, 3.
Are you back on?
We're back on.
God, you are a shitty producer. Dave, I will pay you $18 if you produce our next episode.
I'll throw in another $18.
All right. So we had this discussion. It was about a half hour ago, but you just heard it. I feel like I had to bring everybody up to speed, but it literally for them just happened.
You had to bring them up to speed. We had to cut.
During the commercial break. So we found there was a couple news stories that came up and Anthony and I had talked about. Do we want to bring this up again? And it was, what's the name of that song?
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, about Baby, It's Cold Outside being rapey. We are so ahead of the curve that we did this last year.
Right.
And we decided that we are going to blow the dust off the vinyl and and play our, this is our big Christmas extravaganza, I guess.
So if anybody wants to know, I am literally playing my own podcast off my phone, recording it onto the new podcast. Just so everybody can see the process here.
What?
That's because I think that's funny, man.
Fourth wall.
I don't give a fuck. That's funny.
Which 2 weeks ago when we wanted to pull this kind of stunt, it was me playing it on my phone, holding it up to my microphone. So we are leaps and bounds ahead.
Right.
All right. So play that fucking track.
All right.
Sunday.
Love my mama. All right. So speaking of sexual coercion, have you had a chance to listen to the song Baby It's Cold Outside? And I mean really listen to it.
I was going to say, if I have the chance, you mean in passing heard it, then yes. Other than that, no.
So It's a traditional Christmas song, I guess.
Yes.
Right? Yep. It's right up there with other traditional Christmas songs that I can't think of the name of.
It's right up there with other traditional Christmas songs. That was fucking clever.
So it's basically, on the surface, I've always just looked at it as a loving couple, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So last year for Christmas, they had some old singer and Lady Gaga doing some commercial with that, singing that song. Do you remember that?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That's the only reason I remember this song is because Lady Gaga and some old famous singer were singing it.
But
I don't even remember what they were selling.
What triggered this is somebody on Twitter, and it was somebody, I don't even know who the fuck it was, but they had said something about, you know, in these times of our, the way our nation is right now, can you play a different Christmas song than Baby It's Cold Outside? There are a lot less rapey songs out there to choose from. And I thought, here's more of that left fucking social justice warrior bullshit, just picking on something that it can't defend itself.
Yeah.
So I was going to reply back to him and tell him, you know, lighten the fuck up and why don't you pick on some song your own size or something. But so I before I did anything, I read the lyrics.
All right.
And I think he hit the nail on the head. It is a very rapey song. It is
super rapey.
So since neither one of us can sing, I think it would be, I think we're coming up close enough to Christmas by the time this piece of shit comes out that we could probably go through the lyrics. So I'm going to play the part of the victim.
I want to play the victim. I thought we decided I was playing the victim.
Oh, all right. Yeah, all right. So I'll be...
If you really want to, I'll let you play victim.
I'll be Rapey McRapester. So just close your eyes and so here's the way I envision this being, right? So I have drugged you at a bar and I threw you in my trunk. I've driven you out to a cabin in the woods. And I'm waiting for the Stockholm syndrome to set in to where you'll want to stay. So at this point you're just trying anything you can to get around me because I'm standing in front of the door. Okay, so you're out in the woods. You're out in the woods. It's snowing. And action. Start the conversation.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
It's cold outside.
This evening has been...
Been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
But maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think...
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks so swell.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out. I'm creeping myself out with this voice.
I simply must go.
Hold on, you caught me.
Hold on, you caught me off guard.
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't hear what you said.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Your welcome has been...
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at this dawn.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
But maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
Baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
What if you got pneumonia and died?
I really can't stay.
Get over that, old out.
What the fuck? I feel like I was just violated. Yowza.
Yowzer, that's what you got out of that?
I feel violated. I'm a little bit sweaty. And he said I'm a little bit sweaty. I mean, I. I said I'm a little bit sweaty. Oh, my God. Whew. I was dying.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Again.
That goes out to Juliet Miranda. I believe, if I recall correctly, she really got a kick out of that. Hmm. She don't listen to us anymore, so she won't know that I said that. But
she doesn't?
No.
That's some bullshit.
I think it was because we talked about her butthole.
It was flattering. I wish somebody would talk about my butthole.
It's unfuckable. Somebody did talk about your butthole. All right. I think we haven't even got the third thing on our list yet.
All right.
So Brand X is back.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. There's let's see, he's got like a whole fucking crew of people over there now.
Oh, really? You couldn't come up with something better than Brand X? I mean, just nothing's the same, but you just keep the same name?
So, if I remember, let's see here. I can't fucking talk and fucking do show prep at the same time. It's almost like I should have done this earlier.
Nah, I wouldn't worry about it.
All right, let's see here. John Bukkake. There it is. All right. Fucking dead air and shit.
Yeah, we're so worried about that.
So, him and his faithful co-host, Deuce, decided to not do it anymore, do the podcast.
Yeah.
And John was still interested in podcasting. And him and I had talked about trying to do it again.
Sure.
And that's actually how I found out that we weren't going to do it again, as I seen it on his Facebook, that he had found two new hosts.
Oh.
Fucking prick. That was my gig.
That was my gig.
When you and I had decided we were going to end the show, I'm like, all right, well, I'll just find somebody else. And there's John.
That would have been a great show.
All right, well, I don't know what you want. I'm trying to find this. He's got a chick on there now, a woman or a broad or a dame or whatever.
A dame. All right.
A gash?
Right, a gash.
You know what? I can't find it. Fuck, maybe he deleted it. Maybe they already canceled it.
They already canceled it.
Oh. And then it's his cousin, Jimmy.
Hmm. Cool.
But yeah, I think they're supposed to have an episode come out tonight.
Why are they still going with Brand X? What's the?
Well, I'm sure it has something to do with his feed and not wanting to start everything over. I would do the same thing.
What do you mean?
I would. It would still be Who's Right with Doug and Anthony, regardless of who I'm talking to.
Or if there's neither one of us is on it, just we should sell the feed to somebody.
That's what I was going to say is in their company, it's like a private equity when they go in and they buy a company and they turn it around and then they sell it for a profit.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
All right. I think we already did. We made $18. Can I get half that?
Oh, it's for my podcast cable.
Awesome.
So let's just take over somebody's podcast feed and double their listenership, and then we'll fucking sell it to somebody else.
We can't even double our own listenership from one to two. We did.
I don't know why you're always trying to undercut what. So, okay, when you go on there and you say we only got like 8 listeners,
yeah,
everybody that listens is like, well, maybe this is maybe they're not as funny as what I think they are.
We're not.
Did you not hear that fucking baby? It's cold outside bit. That was comedy gold.
It made me laugh. That's all that matters. My eyes were watering the whole time. It was funny.
Anyway, I'm glad John's back.
Yeah, me too.
I'm, you have somebody to talk shit about now.
Yeah, really. It was weird. I don't know why it was weird, but I mean, he was always kind of like a staple ever since we started. You know what I mean? So good, good for him.
I told you I got to meet him in person, right?
Yeah. That's pretty cool, actually.
Why do you think it was cool? You weren't there.
No, I mean, it's pretty cool for you that you got to meet him. Why I have to be there to think something's cool? Fuck off.
All right. You feeling fucking froggy? It was kind of weird meeting him in person. I think he must have been starstruck or something.
Probably. He really is that fat. That's what he was thinking. It's not starstruck.
Dumbstruck. How the fuck did he get out of a car? Yeah. Should be Who's Right with Anthony and Fat Fuck.
Ham and pickle.
So, all right, let's do it again. Am I ham or am I pickle?
I don't know which one's worse. You're that one.
All right, so our show is now on repeat. We could actually just fade into that episode, and nobody would know the fucking difference.
We just start repeat. We'll do syndication, right? I mean, I've been wanting to do that since episode 100.
You think we could do that? Actually, you know what? We are going to do this, and I don't give a fuck if because nobody ever believes anything that we say anyway because we never follow through,
right?
But we're gonna go back and pick an episode from like. Episode 8 or 10 or 12 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to start a conversation knowing that we're trying to drive the conversation into something that we've already talked about and then just play that and see if anybody picks up that, hey, that's bullshit. That's the same episode.
That's the same episode that you put out 2 years ago.
We should try to do it and fade it into our first episode.
Oh, God.
Where we talk about a whatever it was we talk about, abortion or whatever.
But we talked like this. We didn't
right, but
talk very good.
No. Okay. So that's what I had on the board to talk about. Now we got stories. So there's nothing else for you to talk about.
Nah, I got nothing. Oh,
all right.
Man. Yeah, I got nothing.
Fucking never have nothing.
I know. It's terrible.
Sunglass fetish.
Oh, all right. God, I wish our podcast was a video podcast because these pictures are amazing.
That's your next. Whoa. That is one ugly motherfucker. I was like, why the fuck would he wear such big glasses?
Now I understand.
And nobody knows what the fuck we're looking at, so there's no point in talking about it.
Nope.
And then I'm going to say, hey, this story's so good, I'm going to put it on the podcast website at www.whosrightpodcast.com. Wait a minute. At http://semicolon www.whosrightpodcast.com. So and then I'll never put it up there.
If you scroll, maybe not you, but if I scroll all the way down to the bottom here where they have all these different articles that you can link to, there's an article that says, why I take photos of babies with severe illness.
All right. So we're not even going to get to the headline of this one before we jump to something else.
I don't understand why I take photos of babies with severe illnesses. What in the fuck? Who does that? I'm not clicking on it. Sorry.
Stay on task.
Back to the show.
Sunglasses fetish attacker. Leon Sturba jailed. What?
Sturba jailed.
A man forced a passerby to try on a pair of sunglasses before masturbating in front of her, a court was told. Leon Sturba, 33, asked the woman for directions to the opticians, forced the glasses on her, and then committed the sex act.
I wonder if that's part of it. He had to ask her for directions to the optician. Like, it doesn't work unless I ask for directions to the optician.
This motherfucker is weird, man. What'd you call it? Is optician the same as like
eye doctor?
Obstetrician?
Yep.
Is it?
I don't know. I think obstetrician's a cunt doctor, isn't it? No, wait. That's a pediatrician. No, that's a kid doctor.
So why do you do that?
What?
I mean, that cunt doctor?
Because it's funny?
That's not funny.
I laugh.
That's like 60-year-old guy in white t-shirt with cigarette pack rolled up in his sleeve funny.
What? You lost me on that one.
it was you're better than that, man.
No, I guarantee you I'm not.
No, you are. If there was a guy on stage and he was to talk about like an OBGYN and was called a cunt doctor, you wouldn't laugh. You'd say that's hacky.
No, I would laugh. If he kept doing it, I probably would say it was hacky.
No, if it was a guy with a fucking sledgehammer hitting a goddamn watermelon calling it a cunt doctor, then you'd laugh because you're fucking stupid.
If it was fucking Carrot Top and he acted it out somehow, look, cunt doctor. See, you laughed.
You're an idiot. All right. So this gets better. All right. So picture that. So you're walking down the street and you see this weird looking fuck. And he asks somebody for directions to the eye doctor, puts sunglasses on her, and then starts jerking off. I mean, that's a very, very specific.
Yeah.
I don't even think he should get in trouble for that, to be honest.
So if you read down just above the picture here,
I wanted to get to that. That one's funny too.
Yeah.
In 2014, he asked an 86-year-old woman to turn on the windscreen wipers of her car before placing a pair of industrial safety glasses over her face. He asked her to put on a pair of prescription sunglasses from a bag he was carrying and asked if she could see out of them as he forced them on her face.
Can you see out of these?
He was moaning and making noise. Wait, hold on. Abla O'Callaghan, prosecuting, said he then transferred the bag over his groin, adding the victim could see his hand moving in his trousers. He was moaning and making noises whilst. How do you say that?
I think it's whilst.
While doing so.
There you go.
It says Sturbuck carried several pairs of glasses with him in the bag at the time of the attack. And there's like 40 pairs of sunglasses. There's safety glasses. He had a fucking fetish.
That's the weirdest fetish I've ever heard of. Put these safety glasses on your face and jack off. Oh, where do you think something like that comes from? I understand where some fetishes come from, but where...
Get fucked by a shop teacher.
Today we're going to learn about woods.
In a victim impact statement, the woman said the event made her feel quite sick and afraid. Gareth Morley, defending, described Sturber's behavior as bizarre.
You think?
Judge Catherine Richards said it was targeted and a planned offense, adding that it was not victimless. She added, your GP records indicate your behavior was regarded as getting out of control. All right, thanks for that.
He was escalating.
Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What?
He was carrying 29 pairs of glasses with him.
You can only put one glasses on one person's face. How many people was he expecting to do this to? Wow. That's
BBC.
Amazing.
That's Australia, right?
Yeah.
Mate.
This says South Wales.
I know. That was the fucking joke. Fuck.
Isn't that Australia? I don't fucking know. Or is that North Wales?
Did you forget that you always... Oh, fuck. It's like... Nothing. I'm not going to explain.
Nothing.
I'm not going to explain you to you.
I'm not going to engage.
Abort.
Oh, shit.
Okay. This is also out of the UK. Apparently, we just need to move to the UK because...
I mean,
so they must be getting really bad over there as far as PC and shit.
Why?
All right, so the next story that you pulled up, dailymail.com. Phrases like bring home the bacon and take the bull by the horns will go out of fashion to avoid offending rising numbers of vegans.
Yeah, okay. I thought that's where you're at, but I didn't realize this one was Daily Mail.
The growing popularity of veganism could lead to a cull of meat and dairy sayings. And phrases such as bring home the bacon and killing two birds with one stone will go out of fashion to avoid offending animal lovers. She cited guidance from PETA, the animal rights charity, which wants people to replace expressions such as take the bull by the horns with take the flower by the thorns. Fuck off.
Fucking retarded. There was a chart. Is it not in this? Not in this article? There was a chart of instead of this, say this. Damn it. It's not in this article.
We've really got to get better at show prep.
Nah, we're good. I don't think anybody's listened this far.
Oh, this is fucking gay as fuck. She said, the image of killing two birds with one stone, if anything, made more powerful by the animal-friendly alternative of feeding two birds with one scone.
All right. So instead of kill two birds with one stone, feed two birds with one scone, instead of be the guinea pig, be the test tube, instead of beat a dead horse, feed a fed horse. Instead of bring home the bacon, bring home the bagels.
This is so stupid. Okay, now, that's what they say you should say, right?
Yeah.
If you are talking to a full Jew, I guess.
A full Jew? I think we're going in a dark direction here. Pull it back.
Okay, what do they call it? Hebrew? Hebrew Jew?
Hebrew.
No, I'm serious. I can't.
The hot dog? The Hebrew Nationals? Is that what you're talking about?
God damn it. What's the name of a full Jew?
Hasidic. That doesn't mean full
right.
Jew.
If you're talking to a Hasidic. And okay, so imagine that you're talking to a full Hasidic.
Uh-huh.
And do they have wives? Like one wife or two wives? How do they, what do they do?
You're asking me? Yeah. Okay. Yes. So we're going to go with yes.
In this situation, they have a wife.
All right.
And you ask them, hey, which one of you brings home the bagel?
That sounds anti-Semitic.
Right.
I don't know why it does.
I was going to say something, but
I told you we're going down a dark road.
All right. Got to pull it back.
Oh, God.
Damn it, that was funny.
Say it.
Pause the recording.
Say it. No, no. Say it. All right, it's paused. Say it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's move on. I'm going to start getting angry because I'm not allowed to say what I think is funny.
Sure you are. I mean, you know. Fucking stupid vegans.
All right, well, you just went through the rest of the story. All that shit was in the story.
Oh, I didn't realize that. They put out an actual chart, though. It was just easier that way.
You just killed the fucking story.
I killed the whole show's over. Dead.
All right. What's this one? All right. Fucking assholes. New Twitter rules ban misgendering and dead naming. What is dead naming?
If you, Doug...
Why do you always know these answers?
I'm a wealth of information. If you, Doug, decide that you're a woman and your new name is Dougette, and people still call you Doug, that's dead naming.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
All right. I want to be... Baguette.
Baguette.
You know, if I was going to change my name, it would be food related.
Duh. Baguette would be an awesome name. Who's enchilada. Right with Anthony and Baguette?
Anthony and enchilada.
I love it.
All right. Pull back.
Going down a dark road.
Using the pronoun he for a male or she for a female is now officially a reason for Twitter to yoink your account. I think that's a spelling. I think it's supposed to be yank.
Yoink. Yoink.
The microblogging giant has a history of suspending people for acknowledging biology. This is obviously written with a slant. But now the practice is codified in Twitter's increasingly labyrinthian rules under the hateful conduct section, which is starting to look more like a publisher-style guide. The policy states, quote, "We prohibit targeting individuals with repeated slurs, tropes." What's a trope?
I think it's like a
fish or other content.
No,
that
I think that's a trout.
Don't try to impress people with your knowledge. Say something stupid and make them laugh.
I think we're way beyond me impressing anybody with my knowledge.
All right. Individuals with repeated slurs, tropes, or other content that intends to dehumanize, degrade, or reinforce negative or harmful stereotypes about protected category. This includes targeted misgendering or dead naming of transgender individuals. Emphasis mine. What? Misgendering is the act of not using a person's chosen gender pronouns, of which there are dozens ready to go with any mood or phase of the moon.
Nope, no slant here.
All right. Halton, this is a tweet from the Halton police that's screenshotted in the story for some reason. Dyke.
That can't be right. That can't be right. That was an honest mistake.
It says, Dyke, if you're not sure what pronoun somebody uses, just ask.
Hey, Dyke, if you're not sure, just ask.
What are your preferred pronouns? A handy guide to pronouns. These are just some of many pronouns people use to describe themselves. If you're not sure what pronouns somebody uses, ask. A good way to ask is, what are your preferred pronouns? You know
a
what?
A good way to ask. Stupid.
All right. So I work in the South.
All right.
I think that if I was to ask somebody, hey, what's your preferred pronoun? I believe that I would get punched.
No, I believe they would look at you and say, what's a pronoun? Is that an action word?
It's funny because it's true. All right. He, his, him. He went to the store to buy himself a hat. I saw him wearing his hat today. She, her, her.
So stupid.
She went to the store to buy herself a hat. I saw her wearing her hat today. All right, here's where it gets fishy. Z, her, hi, is it her? Hire.
Hire.
Z went to the store to buy hire a hat. I saw hire wearing hire hat today. Z, Zem, Zire. Z, this is like a fucking Dr. Seuss. This
can't be real. It's got to be the onion, right?
I want the last one. That's my preferred pronoun. A went to the store to buy himself a hat. I saw A wear it. This is, you couldn't do this. Nobody talks like this.
Holy crap. I want to know why this came from a police department. Like, why would a police department put this out?
I guess to show that they're I was going to say something about shooting black people, but
you're wrong. Underneath that tweet, it says a small selection of gender pronouns provided by a Canadian police department. Canadian police departments don't shoot black people. That's an American thing.
America.
America.
According to Britain's Pink News, Twitter's new policy against misgendering also dead naming, the act of referencing a transgender's pre-transition name, was actually added in late October, but it's just now being noticed as becoming part of the news cycle. LGBTQIA's on...
What's the IA?
In action.
Is it?
Queers in action. So they only care about their rights when they're getting fucked up the ass.
Right.
Which I'm not not opposed to them doing.
Nope.
One tweeted, excellent news, everyone. Hold on. One tweeted, hey, excellent news, everyone.
Oh my God.
Twitter has finally updated their terms of service. Would it be better if my gay impression was, baby, it's cold outside?
Yes. You got to get to the end of that sentence as the most important part.
Excellent news, everyone. Twitter has finally updated their terms of service such that misgendering, dead naming a trans person is against the site's rules. Happy hunting. Oh, ah! So they're actively looking for.
Right.
I don't fucking get it.
I want to know how such a small percentage.
Hold on. Right. Sorry. This is important.
All right.
Hunting, of course, is a reference to the traditional social justice ritual of searching out people you don't like and pressuring their services to ban them, often with hyperbolic reports. Many social justice activists believe misgendering is an act of violence.
Can somebody please explain to me how such a small percentage of the population got so much power over everybody else? I don't understand. What's the percentage of people that are trans? Like seven? Seven people? I mean,
we already had that conversation and we're not going to have it again.
I don't remember that. Was it seven?
It was.
All right. But I don't understand how they got such a huge.
We're not talking about it again. We it was like 2 weeks ago.
I don't think it was. Or was it? I don't remember what we talked about 46 minutes ago. So.
All right. You know, so my only issue with that whole thing is the people going out trying to find people to be pissed off at. That the whole happy hunting thing.
Yeah. That's the only part that bothers you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I think so. What?
Why? I mean, so don't you
think? Yeah, if I decide tomorrow my name's Carol,
yeah,
and people are going to continue to call me Doug, I'll get pissed off. I mean,
okay, get pissed off. Who gives a shit? I don't give a fuck if you're pissed off.
Right, but.
Okay, yes. Be mad. I don't care. That's the best. Why should everybody care every time somebody gets mad?
Make me angry.
That's the thing is like, I'm mad and everybody has to care about it. That's stupid. Nobody gives a shit. Shut up and be mad in your room by yourself.
This comes from, I'm done talking about the trances.
All right.
I do want to know what the IA stand for. I got to look that up. Hold on. You want to talk for a little bit while I look this up? I'll be back in about 15 minutes.
I still think it means inaction. I'm going with that. That's all I got to talk about.
Support LGBTQIAPK. All right.
What? Now we need to know what the PK is.
Lesbian, gay, genderqueer, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, unidentified, undecided, intersex, asexual, and aromantic. What the fuck?
What the fuck do those words mean?
Apologies to anyone I've missed out. Trust me, you haven't.
You haven't.
What about straight?
No. Well, that's a hate crime.
All right. What is aromantic? Do you know?
I think it means you're not attracted to anybody romantically, sexually.
I know they have.
Is that what it means?
No.
Oh.
An aromantic is a person who experiences little or no romantic attraction to others, where romantic people have an emotional need to be with another person. In a romantic relationship, aromantics are often satisfied with friendships and other non-romantic relationships.
So me and you have an aromatic relationship.
No, but that's not the proper use. An aromantic is a personality or a gender or something. Because it's male, female, and people that aren't attracted romantically to it. I don't fucking know.
It doesn't matter because by the time you do know, It'll be different. And there'll be four more terms.
But this isn't a gender, right?
I don't know. Is queer a gender? I thought woman was a gender and man was a gender.
Well, you're obviously a nearsighted racist.
I'm so 2015.
All right. Fuck that. I don't care. I hope everybody fucks everybody else. I don't care. Teens in Indonesia turn to sanitary pads to get high.
All right. That's a left turn.
You want to read this?
Sure. Wow. Why you got to give me the one with all the words that I don't know how to say?
Because I'm hoping you started off with, haw.
Oh, as bizarre as it sounds, young. I can't do it. As bizarre as it sounds, young Indonesians have found another affordable way to get tipsy. Boiling sanitary pads and drinking the water. I don't even know if I can read this. Police in Bel Air, West Bel Air, as well as Bel Air, Central.
You're just making up words now. Stop.
Yeah, I don't know how to say those.
Fucking story.
Police in.
We're going to be driving all over Bel Air looking for bloody tampons to boil.
I hope so. Police in Jakarta and Bekasi, West Java, as well as Kudus, Central Java, that added nothing to the story, have arrested several teenagers who were caught while experimenting with unusual methods of getting intoxicated. Most used menstrual pads to make the formula. Senior Commander Supanarto, head of the Central Java chapter of National Narcotics Agency, said it was the chlorine in the boiled mixture that created a feeling of flying and hallucinations similar to the sensations experienced when taking certain drugs.
What chlorine?
Don't you know they bleed chlorine every month? I don't fucking know. The used pads they took from the trash were put in boiling water. After it cooled down, they drank it together. Mr. Jimmy Ginting, an advocate for safe drinking, said it was not a new phenomenon. In 2016, groups of teenagers in Belitung, Bangkaka, Belitung Islands, and Karawang, West Java, did the same. I don't know who started it all, but I know it was started 2 years ago. There is no law against it so far. There's no law against these kids using a mixture of mosquito repellent and cold syrup to get drunk.
Okay, so this whole story was about drinking blood water.
Yes.
And then this last quote says, okay, so it's boiling tampons and drinking the water, and boiling the tampons, drinking the water, boiling the tampons, drinking the water. And then it ends with, I don't know who started it all, but I knew it started out around 2 years ago. There's no law against it so far. There's no law against these kids using a mixture of mosquito repellent and cold syrup to get drunk. That's how it ends.
Yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
So does he think that pussies keep away mosquitoes?
Nope, it's the cold syrup. That's where cold syrup comes from.
Oh, fucking stupid. I
this would never happen in America. I think we're still smoking banana peels, right? At least that's not as gross.
Charlie Brown. What the fuck is that?
So I think that for the show, we should try this. Boil up some tampons or pads or whatever and try and get drunk off of it.
So I would do that, but I can't.
Because?
Well, no, I'm choosing not to because I had something good that I wanted to do for the show and you were a bitch about it.
What was the good thing you wanted to do?
Vince was going to waterboard us, remember?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you get waterboarded,
I want
I'll
him
drink
to waterboard you with pussy
blood. God. All right. If I'll get waterboarded if you drink tampon water.
Who were we talking about with getting waterboarded with some fat lady on your table and rubbing her pussy on her face.
Sounds like something we'd say.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't fucking know. Is this the nostalgia episode?
It feels like it, don't it?
Really, it's because
we came back, man. Yeah. We're shot out of a cannon.
Right, we're coming back strong.
We're coming back with no new material. Hey, remember that time that we talked about? So, you know, whenever there's a show on TV and they go for whatever, 100 episodes or whatever,
yeah,
they always do the nostalgia episode where the whole episode is just clips from what's happened.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing, except we're doing it live.
Semi-live. All right. Yeah, good. This is our clip show.
We just reenact our old shit. Only because we don't know how to edit.
No, we know how. We just don't want to. Just lazy.
All right. How long have we been going? Are we done? I want to be done.
55 minutes. Let's be done and do our Patreon and get the fuck out of here.
All right. Yeah, our Patreon. Because that's... Can we stop with that?
What? Stop with what?
The Patreon.
Why? People are paying for that.
Not enough.
Not enough for you. I appreciate every dollar that everybody donates. Thank you.
Yeah. Keep doing that.
Yeah. Dave could have donated for 18 months with that 18 bucks that he sent you.
Oh, yeah. He said he will not pay for the show.
Because? But wait a minute. He just gave you 18 bucks.
That's different.
All right.
He will not give us the satisfaction of paying for the show outright.
Oh. I can appreciate that. Only from him, though.
All right, can we? Fuck it, we're running out of steam here. But you know what? We shouldn't say that.
That we're running out of steam?
Yeah.
Is that like an animal cruelty thing or what?
All right, we're gonna back up about 3 minutes, and then we're gonna do this the right way. All right, I'm just getting fired up. I think it's time to end this show and head into our Patreon. Head over there, check us out, because we're funny as fuck.
Yeah. That's my contribution right there.
Yeah. Oh, we have merch.com.
I don't think I'm allowed to say that yet.
Head over and check out our shit, or I think he's got a whole host of podcast merchandise over there now. I think our friend Blunt Mommy has a shirt over there or so.
Yeah.
All right. you don't got nothing to say?
I got my mom told me not if I don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Did she punk you out?
Yeah.
She shut you up.
Yeah, I'm a bitch.
All right.
She don't want to fuck me. I'm upset.
I heard she found you on Facebook.
Yeah, I heard that too. It's kind of hard to believe. I'll let her have that one though. I wasn't even gonna call her out on that.
She is a hacker. All right. Yeah. Let's. Bye.
Bye.